From Baghdad to Istanbul to Bangladesh, attacks being associated with ISIS have terrorized the world over the past week. The Associated Press reports terrorists in Dhaka slaughtered more than 20 people at a restaurant over the weekend. Today we're going to get a personal perspective on that attack from Russell Williams. He was a teacher in Vermont for 15 years, and he now teaches at the American International School of Dhaka in Bangladesh, where three of the victims of last week's attack had studied. Russell Williams joins us on the line to talk about his experiences over the past week. Russell, welcome, and thank you for speaking with us.
Hi.
You were in Dhaka when the attack took place. Can you tell us what you were doing when you first learned about what was going on?
It was the night before, just getting ready for bed, and I started getting text messages from people saying that there had been an attack, and then they said there was a hostage situation.
As you mentioned, the terrorists took hostages. There was a standoff for hours before the attackers were killed by authorities. What was the mood? What was the scene in the city as all of this was unfolding?
So the attackers came at 9, and in the morning is when the police finally made their raid. They had called some kind of special ops that took a while to get there. And that I could hear. I could hear the gunshots and the explosions. That's when it became more real to me. But even at that point, it was something that, although it was close, it still felt far away.
Were you familiar with this restaurant where the attack had taken place?
Yeah, it's only 6 minutes from my house by bike. And we would get our chocolate croissants there. I was just there 2 days prior getting yogurt and bread.
You taught at the American International School of Dhaka. You said you used to go to the bakery where this attack took place. What does it feel like to be in such close proximity to a horrible event like this happening?
There's just a few staff left in Dhaka, and we gathered to kind of talk about what had happened. But can I tell you something that I'm dreading? I'm dreading hearing an American here say something about Muslims. Because, and this is from accounts that I've read on a bunch of different sites and also with talking with a few people, they went in and said that we are here to kill the foreigners. If you're Bangladeshi, you don't have to worry. They started separating people, and the determining factor was whether or not they could recite prayers from the Quran. There's three kids from our school, two girls and one boy. All three of them studied in the States. And the one boy, Faraz, was a good Muslim boy. My friend told me that he used to see him at mosque every Friday. And when the attackers quizzed him on his verses, he passed. And they told him he could go. And he asked about his friends, the two young women that he was with. They were in Western clothes, and they said no, they had to stay. And so Faraj said that he was going to stay with them because he didn't want to leave his friends. And he did that because he's a good Muslim boy. Because that's what his culture tells him, that's what his religion tells him. And I just can't handle hearing people talk about Muslims in that negative way, because that's why he stayed.
Russell, you're in California right now. Do you plan on going back to Dhaka?
Yeah. The school officials are meeting with embassy folk to figure out what the new school year will look like and what kind of safety concerns are going to be in place.
How do you feel about going back?
I'm apprehensive, but I'll tell you something else. 2 days after the attack, when I went out, I was on my way to the American Club and I stopped at an ATM. A guy came in and he started doing his business in the machine next to mine. We finished at the same time and he stopped as he went out and he just touched me on the shoulder and he just looked at me and said, I am so sorry. It almost looked like he was going to cry. And he said, this is not Bangladesh. Please forgive us. And I feel like he represents the people that I've come to know there.
We've been talking with Russell Williams. He now teaches at the American International School of Dhaka in Bangladesh, where three of the victims of last week's terror attack in Bangladesh had studied. Russell, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you.